Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise.
That's Christian McVie with Fleetwood Mac bringing us back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you. We built that site 15 years ago, and we've been updating it and improving it ever since. We put new stuff up every day, so check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Christina Cavanaugh is our guest. She's the author of Managing Your Email. She's our email expert. And Christina, thanks again. One of the things that I really have been trying to do is to disengage from email. And just about the time I thought I could work that out, you know, my phone got better at getting email, you know. And so,
yes.
So now I'm never, ever very far away from getting email. And the good news is I can leave my office, right? I can go other places. Of course, I've been able to do that a long time. I've had BlackBerry since, you know, for more than 10 years when they first came out with email on a phone. But the point is, though, is that disengaging from email is harder and harder to do because it's easier and easier to get it, isn't it?
It definitely is. It definitely is. And so that means that we have to manage that even more,
yeah.
Even more. I was recently on a vacation to Europe, and I decided to leave my smartphone home to be off the grid.
Wow, how'd that work?
It worked out just fine. I was happy.
You were off the grid. You didn't check email the whole time you were gone?
Well, I had to once,
yeah.
But that was it, you know. And I did it in a hotel, and other than that, I didn't have to worry about the device.
Well, you know, we went on a cruise to Alaska a couple of years ago. And we were off the grid pretty much, and that was a weird feeling. But that was imposed. I didn't have a choice, basically,
no.
In that situation. If you've got a chance, here's one thing I did a long, long time ago. Hit the mute button so that every time you get an email, you don't get a little tone.
Yeah, agreed.
And
agreed.
Close up your email, put your email away, minimize it, so that every time an email pops in there, you don't see it. And go back and check it out every so often, every 30 minutes or so. I mean, most things can wait to you. Most people don't expect you to get back with them instantaneously. But what about vacations? How do you unplug when you're trying to take a holiday?
Well, that is becoming more complex as well, and that's why I'm glad we're chatting about it, because it's a conundrum. I'm seeing as many people checking emails, like when I did a survey recently and asked if they check on holidays, and yes, a lot of people, I had 60% of people that I had surveyed in the West Coast were checking their emails on holidays, and about 40% of them were responding to emails on holidays.
Wow.
You know, and
but
and
you
so
know,
I don't
but you
know.
Know, if you're a small business, If that's one way of being able to take a holiday, see, it's good and bad, Christina, because the bad would be if you couldn't take a holiday because you felt you need to stay connected to your customers. The good is you can actually take a holiday, take a vacation, take a day off or two off or whatever, and maybe your customers don't even know you're gone.
Well, yes, that's the beauty of technology, is that it cuts out time and distance. So.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the key there is that each person has to manage it in the right way. I believe that people should take a break from their technology, and be able to unplug from that and have a mental rest,
mm-hmm.
because there is an impact to always being connected, and that can impact people's abilities to be able to think about the next great idea.
Well, one thing I'd like to recommend, if you're going on vacation with your family, try this. Never let your family catch you checking your email. You know,
yes.
Go in the bathroom and do it, or something. But whenever you're in the moment with them, whenever you're, even if you're just riding down the road, even if, and you should be talking to the family, or you're having a meal, or whatever you're doing, as far as they're concerned, especially the kids, you're with them, and the only time you check your email is when you absolutely positively know that they won't know that you're doing it.
Excellent advice, because it goes to the psychology of email. If
right.
people are doing that, then it means that everybody else around is not important.
Right. That's exactly right. And see, I find myself doing that sometimes when I've got my grandchildren with me. You know, sometimes I've got them when I take off during the day to go spend some time with them sometimes. Well, I've got things going on, right? So I've been realizing that maybe they saw me doing that and it made them feel that I wasn't, you know, really with them. And so I've tried to quit doing that.
Yeah, no, it's perfect. Again, it's the psychology of email. I mean, email touches us in so many ways. It exposes us to if we communicate badly. It helps to keep us better informed,
right.
But it also, you know, can create emotional difficulties.
Right. And I don't want to teach them that this is acceptable behavior either for them.
No, agreed.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Christina, give us that website again one more time, please.
The website is ChristinaKavanaugh, all one word, .com.
And no you in Kavanaugh, by the way. Christina, it's always a pleasure to have you come on the show. Come back again real soon.
I will do that, Jim.
We'll see
Thanks.
You next
Have
time.
Have a great day.
Christina Kavanaugh, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. I'm Jim Blessingham, and I am the Small Business Advocate.
She was hanging on Johnny.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.